I'm sat in a recording studio. It seems kind of weird recording onto my mobile phone, but surrounded by such very, very cool looking tech. Tech which I believe belongs to, unless it's all on hire purchase, I don't think so, Dave Preston, who is Dave Cowshed on Twitter. And we are actually sat in the Cowshed recording studio. This is all yours.
It is indeed.
It's really, really nice. Nice in the way that it makes me feel really comfortable. It looks really organic. There's just enough retro kit around to make you feel like you could play for a very long time and create some random sounds. But you've also got some state-of-the-art stuff. Can you explain a little bit about what this studio is running?
Right, well, the studio, like many, exists running on Pro Tools as its multitrack. And in fact, I do treat it very much as a tape machine. And driving into the tape machine Pro Tools, I have quite a bit of interesting sort of boutique outboard, some of the older varieties of stuff, which sound pretty cool. Particularly an ex-BBC Neve that a friend of mine, Blake Devitt, lovingly restored and actually put in a few mods that make it hotter than it ever was.
What's so special about that? Blake Devitt himself is a bit of a legend, isn't he, as well?
He is indeed, yeah. I mean, the guy's just come back from sorting out Metallica's Neve, so he's a fair heavyweight in the world of Neve.
Please tell me you get a mate's rate.
I do all right.
So, to the uninitiated, what does the Neve do?
Well, Neve are probably the most revered desk manufacturer in the world, and everybody kind of aspires to own one. I have a little one, but it is very nice. It's been modded, so it's got direct outs, and it sort of integrates well with a modern setup. I recently just come back from Berlin, actually, with Blake, where we went and worked on Michael Ilbert's Neve at Hansa Studios, which quite a lot of people will probably be aware of already. Mm. In fact, I sat down where David Bowie had groupies on the sofa.
You sound like a groupie right now.
A little bit.
He didn't reach down the back of that sofa.
No.
A bit dangerous. So what kind of people do you get in this studio, and what can you do?
Well, recently I've been taking artists and really working very much from the ground up. So rather than just sort of hitting record and everybody gets something and they go home and they may or may not be pleased with it, we sit and actually work on the song to make the song right, because I sort of started to begin to believe that some of the issues with recordings were actually that the core material itself needed a little bit of honing so that the arrangement was right, the melody sat properly and the message was clear. So many bits of music, you sort of go through the lyrics and wonder whether they make sense or not. So we started to sort of design a way of producing material where we made what we call a buskable version at the outset, and we spend like a whole day on one song just making a buskable version so that we can sit down, play it and love it. Then we go into the realms of creating arrangements, and then after we've created those arrangements, everybody's really cool with them, and then we can get session musicians in, etc., to record those bits and so on and so forth all the way through mixing and mastering.
Brilliant. So you're not just doing the band needs an album, let's whack out an album. You're also doing some stuff for some quite big clients, aren't you?
Well,
I heard the name PlayStation dropped earlier, and I wasn't sure if that I was allowed to get out.
Right. Well, yeah, there's a few sort of like interesting, perhaps slightly more corporate jobs that we've been handling. We recently did a mix for a fashion show, which I attempted to send some pictures up online on Twitter, but my phone died. But yes, recently become involved in the world of Twitter. I'm sure lots of people are laughing at my failed attempts. But
all tweets are good tweets. There's no such thing as a bad tweet. Dave Cowshed, if you want to follow him.
I guess on that end, yeah, we've actually kind of been contacted by the BBC after that fashion thing, and they said, "Oh, we're quite into what you did. It was nice to hear a bit of original music, because all the other designers ended up using music that had kind of already been through the mill." And you know, we heard a lot of Gwen Stefani, etc., down the catwalk, which is fairly usual for these sort of shows.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, fashion shows are fun anyway.
Brilliant. It's nice to think that you know, an original piece of creative music is that easily accessible. Do you want to give your website a quick mention?
Yeah. Well, the website is www.thecowshed.tv.
easy to remember, thecowshed.tv. Excellent. Well, we're going to get on. You're a very busy man today. There's a lot going on outside, of which there'll be more to come about that later. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Cheers.